PA.
That's trash. You can't handle me.
Handle.
Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is it?
Get the
Tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, young host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2. Be there.
Same great show, brand new time slot. The Monday mixtape has moved to Monday morning, 7 a.m., so you can start your work day the right way with me, your host, Jesse Bell, as we are curating a playlist around a central theme each and every single week. Mondays are rough, but you can make them a lot better by tuning into the Monday Mixtape, Monday mornings, 7 a.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Hey, I'm Alec, and this is
Molly, and you're listening to CFRC.
You gotta say our band name.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston,
Ontario.
Applications for Cohort 10 of the Pathy Foundation Fellowship are now open. The Pathy Foundation Fellowship is an intensive, 12-month experiential learning opportunity for graduating students to lead a self-directed project in a community they have a meaningful connection with. Fellows are provided with comprehensive training, personal and professional development coaching, $40,000 in funding, and wraparound supports to design, plan, and implement an innovative project in their community. Submit your application today at www.pathyfellowship.com.
Hi, we're Short Walk to Pluto, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello, everybody. My name is Joseph Guido. We're here at CFRC 101.9 FM, and today we're here with Richard Hugh talking about his newest release, High Horsepower.
Yeah. Hi.
How's it going?
It's good. Yeah.
By the way, do you have an artist name?
Yeah, my artist name is Forged Rains.
Forged Rains, okay.
Yeah, I dropped my new album on October 28th. It's out everywhere on Spotify, streaming everywhere, you know.
What platforms is it on?
It's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, Tidal, everywhere. It'll be on Bandcamp as well.
The name Forged Rains, I'm curious, what made you choose that name? Is there any significance behind it?
Honestly, I started producing under this name in like high school, and it wasn't like... I was trying to do like the weird edgy teenager thing, or just come up with like a unique name that like no one else really came up or like there was like no search results under.
Mm-hmm.
But like at the time, I didn't have any like ideas for what I wanted to do with the name specifically, but it's just kind of something I stuck with. If I could like, you know, pull some kind of artistic interpretation out of it, I guess it could be just me wanting to kind of create like worlds out of my music, and to like tell a story with like my releases and stuff. Yeah.
So Richard, tell us a bit about your album. How many songs are on it, and tell us the inspiration behind it.
Yeah. So it's, 8 tracks plus an intro track. The theme of it overall is kind of like cyberpunk ish, but personally, I like don't really like the current trajectory that a lot of like cyberpunk media has taken, where it's kind of focusing a lot on just like the high-tech futuristic aspects of it, and it kind of like, for me anyway, it feels like it just kind of forgets the roots of like, you know, 80s sci-fi dystopia kind of themes, if that makes sense. Like if you take a look at like Blade Runner or even like the original cyberpunk tabletop, it's like a lot more like politically charged. Whereas I find with like, especially, with the release of like the Cyberpunk 2077 game,
mm-hmm.
They like work with the original Cyberpunk creator for it, but it's like, I just find a lot of the themings of it just kind of incongruent with the themings of Cyberpunk. Like you have like, you know, the studio enforcing like crunch time on the employees, and it's just like that doesn't really make sense when you take a look at the media it's based off of, right? So it's cyberpunk, but like not really now in the way that people can really conceive of it as now. But then I really also wanted to lean into the kind of retro themes of that kind of era of music as well, which you'll hear in some of the tracks and like the sounds that I used. I used like a lot of rave stabs, stuff that was used in like the 90s and stuff. There's a jungle track on there, which is with a collaboration with a friend. It's track number 9, titled Dancers on the Skyline, that I really wanted to kind of follow the influences of like ambient jungle and that kind of stuff. It's kind of eclectic mix of like genres that I like to work in, with the kind of retro theme being the common thread across all of them.
What also made you choose the name High Horsepower?
It's a common like thing to have motorcycles featured in like that kind of era of like sci-fi, you know? So I just thought that it just kind of be, you know, it's a cool name. It's like alliteration. I also am kind of obsessed with motorcycles. I don't have one, but I would love to own one.
Oh,
but
yeah. Especially in Canada, getting your M is tough. It's just the insurance.
It's so rough. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. But even on Richard's album art, it's literally a guy on a motorcycle, as far as I remember, right? Or it's a guy with a motorcycle helmet.
Yeah, yeah, rather. Yeah. I commissioned a really great artist that I've been following for a while, and they do a lot of this kind of like really gritty neon like punk sci-fi aesthetic, and I was really grateful to be able to commission them for this art. You can find them at Red Dokubi on Twitter or X, Blue Sky probably as well.
And Richard, would you say there were any struggles you came across during the production of your album? What were some of the main challenges you came across?
Honestly, not very many. Considering it was largely a solo project, I think the struggles really came when I was trying to get more people involved with the production of it. I reached out to a net label that I worked with before. They're called Kreutzwave. They're a net label based out of China. I've done a compilation release with them once. And they're also like a visual team as well. They have like designers on board. They helped me with like the design, and they're going to help with like the production, the physical production of the CD and all of that. But it's definitely like coordinating like everyone's schedule, especially with like collaborators as well, to kind of get the project, like keep the project on track. That's largely where there were some conflicts, but like nothing too serious, you know? Yeah.
Did you do your own mixing and mastering and everything like that?
Yeah, I did all the mixing mastering myself. Home studio kind of things. I'm still a student, so it's like I don't really have that big of a budget to work with.
Yeah, but in a sense, personally speaking from experience, I think that when you mix and master your own stuff, you really can learn how the production can get better. Some ways, and you learn like what you could have done better so that the mix could have been easier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I would consider myself a bit of a crazy person because I literally listen to my music on loop all the time because I'm such a perfectionist. And like a lot of people will tell you, it's just like, oh, you don't have to like, you know, there's good enough and then there's perfect, and good enough is usually good enough. But I'm kind of just obsessive about my work so yeah, I will like render out a project, I will just listen to it on loop for like hours, and then I will come back the next day and it's like, okay, there's like this needs tweaking, and then I'll render that out and I realize like, oh, there's like a little thing, like, oh, there's like this hi-hat right here is like a little too loud because I accidentally doubled it on that one instance.
How do you know when a track is done? How can you be like, okay, I've listened to it enough times, I think it's ready to release? Because I know a lot of musicians struggle with that, where they'll listen to their stuff on repeat. Everybody is very a perfectionist, especially when it's their own work, and rightfully so. But would you know personally when it's ready to release?
That's a great question. I think working on like a solo project like this, where like most of the deadlines are decided by me, it's like you can go forever on a track, and it can basically never be finished if you choose to not have it like finished in your eyes, I guess. Like it just the kind of way you like approach it, or you like look at something that you create like that. So yeah, I'm not really sure how to answer that question, but it's
definitely a tough one.
Yeah, it is. It's like I could like give some like more like a clinical answer where it's like, oh, all of like the material that I have in this track, it's like it's all fleshed out. At one point it will be done. Like I like to bring things back a lot in my music. Like I'll have like an idea at like the beginning of a track, and I'll like reuse it at the end, just like modified slightly, and just to like have those like ideas or sections even just come back once at the end helps to make a track just feel more complete in my eyes, and more like everything is connected and just cohesive overall. So I guess that's like one like landmark, you could say.
Yeah.
Just to like how I like make a song feel more fleshed out and more complete in that sense. I also kind of have like some like progressive elements where I would have like an idea just play out kind of more stripped back, and then I would slowly introduce like small things like in like subsequent repetitions. I do a lot of in my music where I would just have like a drop, and then I'd like have it repeat, but just with like hi-hats a second time or something. And that just kind of goes back to like the development of like themes and ideas in my music. It's like kind of like, it's a very like classical, like classically trained way of approaching things, I feel. Cause that's how a lot of like classical music is written. And like, I do have that background, pianist of like what, 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You did the RCM too?
Yes. Mm. Completed that in like grade 9. Yeah.
Damn. Wow. Anyways, we're going to be playing Richard's first song called Destruction in Progress. Can you tell us a bit about that song?
Yeah. So I kind of wanted to go for like a more mid-tempo kind of track, which is not usually the kind of music I do. I do a lot of like trance or like UK hardcore, hard dance, that kind of stuff. But I kind of wanted to like start the album off, this is like track number 3, with a more like, not necessarily low key vibe, but it's just kind of like a heavier kind of feel. I also wanted to write lyrics for a track on this album. So I kind of just started, you know, writing lyrics is hard. It's really hard because you have words on your like notes app or whatever, and you're reading them back and you're like, this is cringe. This is so bad. But it's like, yeah, once you like actually put it in the track and you like arrange it and all that, it's like, it's kind of good actually. Like, once you move past like the initial like cringe of it. So that was the idea for this track. And I kind of wanted to like go off of like the idea that like in like a sci-fi future, you have all this like new technology, or at least in like from the audience's eyes, but it's like that all had to come from somewhere. Like there could have been like, if you look at like a futuristic city, there's like, obviously there had to be like some kind of civilization beforehand there, right? And like they may or may not have to like tear it all down to like rebuild it, maybe not from scratch, but just like not everything is going to be compatible in that sense. So things are going to have to like taken down to like start anew sometimes. So that's kind of like the idea behind like the theme or the title or whatever. Yeah, hope that makes sense.
No, yeah, I got it. Anyways, here's Destruction in Progress by Forged Rains on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Destruction in Progress by Forged Reins in his latest album, High Horsepower. Can you tell us a bit about how you decided to blend multiple genres like jungle, hard dance, and psych trance with dark synth?
Yeah, working in like dance music, there's just like such a diverse palette of sounds you can choose to work with. And for me, it's just hard to like tie myself down to like one genre, because like you'll find a lot of producers who kind of choose to work in one genre and don't really kind of venture out of their comfort zone, if that makes any sense. So for me, it's like I enjoy a lot of different kinds of music. I want to like try and involve a bunch of different influences, because I just think music is such like a great thing. Just like people are so creative when it comes to like sound, and it would just, for me, I feel it'd be like stifling my creativity to just like limit myself to work in like just one or two genres. So I want to be that kind of like person who's able to kind of be flexible in the kind of art that I create.
I agree with that.
Because it's like, yeah, I like all these kinds of different music styles. And if I'm able to like effectively create something in that style, like why shouldn't I limit myself? Like I've heard some people say that, like, oh, you should like limit the kind of music you make because of branding issues, and like not issues, but like branding and like marketing yourself like that. And I'm just like, that's just kind of lame.
Yeah. But I feel like a lot of artists need to do that more, because it's very interesting to see what other artists can create through their listening of multiple genres, because everybody interprets music differently and then reinterprets it in another light, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like, especially now in like attention economy, like TikTok songs were like, yeah, pop songs were literally like 2.5 minutes now at most. In my eyes anyway, I see it as like limiting your growth and creativity. Just sure, you can make more money, but it's like, that's not the kind of music that I want to create.
Yeah, exactly. Like, honestly, the biggest example of some of these artists that like I think that are really not in it for the money, but in it for the art and their genre, are like, you ever like see those like ambient tracks on TikTok where it's literally just like super ambient synths? There's not much of a melody.
I get it. I'm not actually on TikTok.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm a little bit of a boomer when it comes to like social media. I only use Instagram to like promo my stuff, and I have like a private Twitter account.
Yeah, fair enough. It's probably best you're not on TikTok.
Yeah,
because you can be going down the rabbit hole sometimes.
I get like the delayed and like filtered like TikTok content through like YouTube Shorts, and it like traps me sometimes. And I'm like, oh, I need to get out of here. I'm yeah. So glad I don't have TikTok. It'd be so bad for me.
Yeah, it's honestly a trap.
Yeah. I can like the ambient synth stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even like stuff I don't find on TikTok, but like other places, ambient is like such a great genre.
Yeah, like it's really, I don't know, it's just there's not a lot going on, but it's so simple yet so complex at the same time,
right? It's like it, and I find a lot of it also just kind of challenges a lot of like what people, like the notions people have about like what is music.
Yeah, right, exactly. Getting more technical, I guess. I'm just curious, what kind of like synths did you use in your tracks?
Yeah, so I mainly work in FL Studio, and like the synthesizers that I use is like kind of pretty standard stuff like Serum, Silent, also Vital. But I also use like some Kontakt libraries. I in the intro track, there's like the news intro thing, like the news stinger when the dude is like fiddling with the radio and he lands on like the news station and it plays like the news intro. I scored all of that myself.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I
was listening.
For me,
to
it's like I like to do a lot of the sound design and stuff. I try to at least do most of like that kind of sound design and whatever myself. Like I use samples. I'm not against samples. Like do what you will. Just for me, I just find it more fulfilling personally to use the sounds that I create.
Understand. I feel like if you can do it, I feel like if you can do it, you might as well do it. You know?
Of course, no shame in using like samples. Like people, like splice is huge for a reason, right?
Yeah. I'm a big splice user. More for drum sounds. I think I just use it really for percussion stuff.
Yeah, drums. Because like who the hell has the time to like go out and like sample their own drums?
Exactly. It's like
I use, you know, like percussion samples, like loop samples, kicks. I do have like a kick synthesizer. I have Kick 2 that I try to like use as much as I can, because kicks are like so central to like my music anyway, like the kind of dance stuff.
Oh yeah.
Where I really do want to have that level of control over like the envelope, the pitch and like the volume envelope of the kick, and just have that like blend seamlessly into like my sub and the bass, and just like I have it, just like, you know, for me it's just I want that level of polish. But yeah,
100%. Why don't you tell us about your next song that's going to be playing, Hyper Naked?
Yeah, so the title is like obviously refers to like the style of bike.
Yeah.
And it's like that, it's like a really big jump, at least where it sits in the album from tempo, because you have like the track before this, Concrete Jungle, it's like psy trance, like a dark psy kind of thing. So it's a little it's kind of fast, but like not super fast, whereas this one kind of jumps up to like 175, I think, something like that. Mm-hmm. Like UK hardcore tempo. And then this one also takes like influence from like the doujin music scene, where I do a lot of work in. It's like this scene originated from like Japan. Now it's like super huge for like rhythm game music, which is like also like where I have a lot of I derive a lot of inspiration from. Where they have like scene, like different, like, sorry, let me take that again. They have like different like circles, they call them, which functionally are like net labels, but people do kind of like work on like a smaller like community level, and then everyone comes together and shares their music with each other like that. And there's a lot of really cool stuff happening over there. They come up with just like some like of the weirdest like genre synthesis. Like there's like a genre like they call it future core, where they take like future bass and like they amp it up to like UK hardcore tempo, and it's like it sounds so cool. And then this one is like tech core, where they take like complextro sounds and they just also like crank it up to 170, and like there's like a lot of rave and like dance influences in like the Japanese electronic music community. They really do like, you know, they're like aiming breaks and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But like techcore is one of the really cool genres that came out of like the doujin community, and I kind of wanted to take a shot at that with this track. Mm-hmm. It's very like choppy, like it's like a lot of really choppy syncopated rhythmic drops that also have like, you know, that melodic element of like UK hardcore. Yeah,
cool. Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty cool element to add into your music for sure. Well, without further ado, here's Hyper Naked by Forge Reigns on CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. And we're back, everybody. That was Hyper Naked by Forge Reigns in his latest album, High Horsepower. So this song, when I listened to it, it had a lot of piano riffs that sounded like it was from like anime inspired.
Yes.
The anime that I'm referencing specifically is Jujutsu Kaisen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, have you watched that before or no?
I've watched a bit of it. Okay. Couldn't really get into it. It's just me.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. But they have, and probably similar to other animes, they have a very fast piano riff stuff. Could you talk more about that? And if it's inspired from a specific show or just specific genre?
Yeah. So actually, like, that's like a very famous sound in, like, not even just rhythm game, but like they have like a term for like electronic music producers. They call like DTMers. Desktop musicers. And it's like a very famous like sound and instrument to use in a lot of like Japanese music. They use it a lot in like J-pop. I'm pretty sure they use it in like YOSLB tracks a lot. They call it like zero cutoff piano, because that's literally what you do. You take like a piano patch, and then you take like the release and you turn it all the way to zero, so it just like it just cuts off immediately when you have like the note.
Oh, that release. Makes sense. Yeah.
But like there's a really big figure in the doujin community named Fairy Quittus. A lot of their music uses that like zero cutoff piano sound.
It's good to know the history of it, because I always was a big fan of that sound. And then when I was listening to this track specifically, I'm like, he incorporated it. I know where that's from.
That's what I love about the doujin community too. It's like very much like alive, mm-hmm. and like new things are happening in it right now, and you can kind of like see people's like inspirations. They like kind of really just pull from each other like that, and it's like such a great thing to see.
Tell us a bit about the next track we're gonna be playing, called Dances on the Skyline by Forge Reigns and Mugatron.
Yeah, so that's the last track on the album. I collabed with a friend of mine who also somewhat recently released an EP of her own called Dreamscape, and it was very inspired by like PS2 era like 90s like video game soundtracks, a lot of jungle. Yeah. So that's kind of why I wanted her on this project, because that EP just has like a very like ethereal quality to it, and it's such a great listen. I encourage everyone to go check that out, but I wanted her expertise on this track, because that's the music that she grew up with, and like I wasn't alive during that period. I hope that doesn't make everyone feel old, but like I really wanted to nail that like ambient jungle sound with like the jazz influences and all of that, because it's like jungle is such a great style and so influential, and it's like so important for like dance music as a whole.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just the drums in jungle, like it just works so well. It's perfect, but it's super so syncopated, you know. It's so super good. Tight and together.
So I really wanted to do it justice on this track. And I also mentioned like jazz influences as well. Like we wanted to like have this like huge bridge section in the middle that just kind of plays with the harmony a lot, and it's very like melodically driven, while over like this like super ethereal atmosphere with like horns, like trumpets, mm-hmm. and like piano. I put a lot of like work into like writing out like a solo for that part. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
tell the listeners again where they can find your music.
Yeah, so I'm Forge Reigns on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, everywhere. This is my new album, High Horsepower, out now.
And finally, what do you hope listeners will take away from the experience of High Horsepower?
That's a great question. I kind of just make my music just to make people feel good, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of music out there. I hope I can like at least introduce more people to the lesser known kinds. I don't know. I'm just a guy who makes music. That's basically it.
Well, I think a lot of people can take away from our conversation today different things and behind High Horsepower, and learn a little bit more about what your creative process was.
Yeah.
So yeah. Sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you as well. Thanks everybody for listening. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, and I'll see you guys next time.
to say Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters. This isn't actually an ad for my new show. You want to join me, Zach, every Saturday at 8 p.m. for your favorite 90s hits, throwbacks, and deep cuts. We'll be playing you songs like this all night from 8 to 9 p.m. So join me as I take you to the 90s.
Show your love for local musicians by taking the CFRC Release Radar Listener's Choice Survey in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. Select your top 10 favorite singles, EPs, and albums released by local musicians and featured in the Kingston Music Office Release Radars. Participants can enter to win prizes from Long & McQuaid, KPP Concerts, Tommy's, Smoke & Barrel, and even Inkwell Tattoos and Piercings. Rank your favorite artist via CFRC.ca today, and tune in on December 22nd at 1 p.m. for the big top 10 countdown.
Monday.
Yeah.
When traffic's a nightmare. When the workplace is hectic. When your boss calls you in for a meeting. When nature isn't on your side. There's only one thing you can do.
But no need to wake up the neighbors. Tune in every Monday night from 11 p.m. to midnight for Shed Progressions, where we play an hour of cool jazz to help you relax after a long day. Again, that's Shed Progressions every Monday night at 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We're not afraid to get a little funky.
Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a song from local artist Kakao's third album, Quantum Entanglement, released on November 29th. Quantum Entanglement is inspired by the cosmic placement of the soul in the universe, connected as one with a newly sober mind fueling the creation process. The album channels the focus of intent and inspiration of spirituality in raising the vibrational state of self and awareness in the connection of souls with quantum entanglement theories. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Quantum Entanglement on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it entitled Affinity here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via cfrc.ca.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Ashtray Whispers, the second release from Kingston-based singer-songwriter Jessica Wallowicz, who will soon join CFRC's airwaves through our Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. Recorded at Port William Sound, Wallowicz's new single explores a longing for closure and the miscommunication that led to it. With emotive lyrics and compelling production, Ashtray Whispers became available on all streaming platforms on November 21st. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Ashtray Whispers on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM, supporting local artists since 1922.
Song I'll never hear. Lay my bones to rest with your fear. Nothing else can bloom these roots. Thank you.
that community radio stations in Canada broadcast in more than 65 different languages? This is where stories come alive and where we come together. But as big international media dominates the spotlight, local news and local voices struggle to be heard. Our government must help these local stations continue to do what they do best, serve the unique needs of our communities. We're asking you to go support the Community Radio Initiative at mycri.ca. Stand with us for community radio future.
The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queen's community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queen's students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queen's community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a song from local band The Codas' new EP, Live at the Isabel. This newest release from The Codas is a perfect example of what makes this group so endearing. Displaying their lush harmonies, mesmerizing live energy, and intimate arrangements in this live performance at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts, The Codas have managed to capture a brutally honest performance filled with raw emotion. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Codas live at the Isabel on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called In My Blood, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Till I forget my name, till I'm constantly reminded of my worries and all my shame. But the drink is sympathizing and it's taking all the blame. Knowing I can't feel a thing, oh, it's all down
put